Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A long-range U.S. military bomber flew over South Korea today in an apparent response to North Korea over its latest nuclear weapons test. The B-52 flew about 70 kilometers south of the border that separates the two Koreas. North Korea's weapons test last week angered traditional ally China and set off a firestorm of criticism in capitals across much of the world. U.S. actor Sean Penn met with legendary Mexican drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in Mexico months before his capture for an interview posted on Rolling Stone magazine's website late Saturday, a day after Guzman was captured by Mexican authorities. Guzman told Penn he supplies more drugs than anybody else in the world. Earlier on Saturday, Mexican officials told media outlets that they're willing to extradite El Chapo to the U.S., a sharp reversal from the government's position after his last capture in 2014. Conflict between Saudi Arabia and Houthi rebels in Yemen is drawing in participants from across the Red Sea, Eritrea officially announcing its support for the initiative. In exchange for its involvement, Eritrea is reportedly receiving money and fuel. In an interview with VOA, an Eritrean official defended the country's right to aid its allies. Monitors are saying airstrikes on a rebel-held town in northwestern Syria killed dozens of people on Saturday, including civilians, fighters, and others. There was no word on who carried out the strikes. The Syrian or the allied Russian warplanes, which have both bombed the area in recent weeks. Also, a deal has been reached to deliver humanitarian aid to opposition-held towns and rebel-held towns. This is VOA News. An Egyptian affiliate of the extremist Islamist State said it carried out an armed attack Saturday that killed members of the security forces on their way to work on the outskirts of Cairo. We get more now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
International news media said Islamic State supporters posted notices on social media claiming responsibility for the shooting incident on Saturday. Those claims could not be independently verified, but the notes seen online resembled previous messages from Islamic State affiliates in Egypt. There was no claim of responsibility for the earlier stabbing attack in the resort town of Hurghada. Three European tourists were wounded, but have since been reported in stable condition. Security sources said the attackers had arrived in Hurghada by sea, but no other information about them was released. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Foreign ministers of the Gulf Cooperation Council have expressed their support for Saudi Arabia and its diplomatic dispute with predominantly Shiite Iran. The council, which comprises Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Qatar, Oman, Kuwait, and the United Arab Emirates, in a statement criticized what it described as an Iranian interference in the internal affairs of Saudi Arabia and the region. The heightened tensions came in the aftermath of Saudi Arabia's recent execution of a leading Shiite cleric and 46 others, which brought about Iranian protest and the attacks on the Saudi embassy in Tehran. Kosovo's worst political crisis since declaring independence from Serbia in 2008 continues to deepen, with thousands of opposition protesters taking to the streets of the capital Pristina on Saturday to denounce the country's elected officials and set fire to the government's headquarters. The crowd was angered by an EU-brokered deal with Serbia, which allows Serbian-majority municipalities within the predominantly ethnic Albanian state to establish an association and have more autonomy. Police used tear gas to disperse the crowd, estimated to be at 8,000. Pakistan is set to hold four-way talks tomorrow on reviving Afghan peace process. Talks will include Afghanistan, China, and the United States. Pakistan believed to have influence over the Taliban, but relations with Afghanistan have been tense in recent months. And the record-breaking film Star Wars opened Saturday in China, where it is far from certain to draw in enough moviegoers to knock off Avatar as the world's all-time biggest grossing movie. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.